I got the white ice, I can't do wrong. I got the black AP, the Patek a two-tone. I done went colorblind, I don't get my shine on. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling. The racks blue.
What I'm supposed to do when these racks blue? Ooh, ooh, ooh. What I'm supposed to do when these racks blue? Ooh, ooh. I shoulda gave them dog food and went to your noodle. I shoulda never got caught up with a cougar. Way too clever.
Welcome back to the Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Week 3 up on us, BA. Monday Night Football, man. We had a great game on Monday Night Football, did we not?
Yeah, it was a good game for who? Ooh, it won for me.
That was a stinker even to put them in the primetime position. That's how funny the NFL
Le'Veon
is.
Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets, so they thinking it's going to be
I don't even think it was Le'Veon. I think they did it because of Baker Mayfield and the Browns.
No, the Browns too, but the Jets got... Jets were expected to be a little better than what
Sam
they
Sam Darnold, yada, yada, yada. But I think the Jets, believe it or not, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I think if the Jets had their players, they beat the Browns on Monday.
Right, yeah.
Because the Browns didn't... They did everything they could, and they barely scratched and clawed a win out of it. Now, the score didn't look close, but they didn't blow them boys
game
out.
Game was definitely a lot close.
Game was a lot close, but it was a stinker for Monday Night Football, man.
Man, it's all, man.
It was a stinker, man. Your boy AB will not be charged in those rape lawsuits.
We already knew that.
Man, it's a money
That's
grab,
man. That's a Patriot.
He's old, the Patriot way.
That's a big.
No matter what happened, they went. They put a little makeup on.
Yeah.
Got it ready for the camera, huh?
But he, you know, he.
I wasn't buying it. No disrespect to any woman that's been violated in whatever the situation may be, but, ma'am, if this man did this to you,
why now?
Why now? And then why are you doing a civil lawsuit as opposed to filing criminal charges?
Right.
And why are you asking this man for $1.6 million?
Oh, she went up.
No, she asked for $1.6 million for the business thing that he didn't.
Right, but the thing was, the settlement was $75,000. So by her asking for so cheap, I guess she thought that was just going to be a quick payout.
Just shut up and just get paid up and
get you
right
$75,000 and do some. I mean, we'll take half.
Man.
The little business venture. But it just don't work out.
Golly.
But, man, you know, they got bulls out. Everybody know that.
Got a bullseye on your back. You know that.
Them professional,
you know, if you think about it, they had to have some kind of, I don't know, I don't want to speculate on that, but $75,000 for somebody that was your trainer and all that kind of stuff, I'm pretty sure if everything was on the up and up, she could have went to him and asked him for $75,000. He could have wiped his butt with that.
Yeah, he would have gave it to her so quick.
You know what I'm saying? Just on the principle. Because she helped him rehab and all
but,
that stuff.
And they messing around, of course she would have got it.
Yeah. But you could have threatened me and all this stuff. It's like, man, forget you.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you know how AB is. You know AB ain't just.
He got
is you crazy?
He
you
got
know,
in charge and all. Yeah,
he showed out on him.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
You That's know crazy. AB ain't thinking right. He don't think right.
He ain't being clear here. He hot headed.
And he hot headed. Yeah. That's what happened.
He definitely hot headed.
She was like, "Well, I'm gonna do this then.
I'm the one with the money. It got to be my way. Yada yada yada."
Yeah, AB got problems going. Even beside all that.
Yeah.
He got some mental stuff going on. Like, how can you be that rich and still be like a roller coaster type person? Like,
cutting up.
Yeah.
Emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah, it's like you're supposed to have no worries, no nothing.
Let the peasants fight it out.
But he the opposite.
Yeah.
It seemed like he just not happy, man.
I don't know, man.
Don't you just see it like for him to be cutting up like that? Making that, got a job like that, to be cutting up like that, that's serious, man.
Yeah. And you know you, and at this point in time, man, like, you know the spotlight is on you.
And you know you got a bullseye on your back. You know that. Everybody know you got a bullseye on your back.
And I honestly, in my opinion, really believe that, you know, he did everything he could in the spot. Now, it was a ploy. You can say it was a ploy about how to get to the Patriots and all that stuff. I don't think so. I don't think anybody in their right mind, no matter what the circumstances, is going to risk giving up $30 million. But you say he did because he knew he could get it back.
He knew he can get it back.
But I know he made a point to get away from the Steelers organization.
Right. We knew that.
Yeah.
And then he got over there in L.A. and he used the same tactic to get away from over there. Cut up. And then he probably had already talked to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And be like, well, if you can get free, I know we don't have no rights to you, but if you can get free,
we'll get you.
We'll get you.
I don't know if it was, and I honestly believe in my opinion that it don't matter if it was the Patriots or not. It was just, I don't think he had no intent to ever
play with the Raiders.
Play with the Raiders, man. Because he didn't try.
Yeah, he made up the helmet issue, like, made that an issue.
Now what, ain't no issue with the helmet now.
Well, what happened? Why they don't, that's what I don't understand. Why it ain't an issue right now?
Ain't no issue with the helmet now. Man, speaking of legal troubles, the dude I thought was just absolutely lights out, and I thought that the Braves made a mistake. Well, a couple teams made a mistake. Definitely the Braves. Vasquez for the Pirates. I thought y'all should have went and got that lefty, man. They closing?
But it turns out we did, and that was a good thing.
Man, he in bad shape.
Yeah, the girl 13. Man. Then he been texting her for 2 years.
So you've been doing this a while, man.
Trying to keep up with him. You staying in contact.
Linking up after the season. You basically make performing little acts on yourself and send sexual acts and sending it to her via the text messages.
That's and she 15.
Bro, you in the big leagues.
No, man.
You got cleat chasers standing outside every Western hotel you staying in. Every outside of every Ritz Carlton. You in the big leagues, big dog. Yes,
he's sick, dog.
Man, listen, man.
He's a sick guy, man.
Come on, BA. Come on, man. I'm a minor leaguer. I know the cleat chasers that be sitting outside the bus. We getting off the bus eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and there's cleat chasers everywhere. So what you think they're doing in the big leagues?
They there.
Come on, man. This man is... That dude...
He shouldn't be that thirsty for him.
Put him in a cell with R. Kelly.
Yeah, he going somewhere.
What you reckon?
He done admitted without his lawyer around too. He done admitted.
Now, listen. Don't get me wrong. He got the money and all that stuff. You know what's going to happen to him.
Nah, that he ain't got the money though, has
man, he in the big leagues. He,
yeah, but he ain't got that money, that long money.
No, I ain't talking about like that. That.
He got...
I ain't talking about that doggone... family tree changer type money. I'm talking about the fact of he has the money to get a good lawyer and to fight his case. He ain't.
But he messed up and told them that he did try to have sex with the girl.
Yeah, no. But that's a point because he's getting ahead of it. He's going to end up with probation or maybe 12 months. Or he's going to get something so light.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's going to get something so light.
Well, he'll be lucky to get that.
Yeah. Because guess what he's behind right now?
What?
Two things. He can get his personal lawyer. He got the team protecting him. He got all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he can use it to his advantage. But he's nearly screwed up, and he probably won't play ball again. That's it.
You know, nah, he'll be able to play.
Dude.
He'll be able to play.
Sex with a minor?
Yeah, he'll be able to play. I don't care. Man.
Where? In Cuba?
Nah, he'll be able to play here.
In the big leagues?
He'll be able to play.
Stop it, yeah?
They gonna let him play.
Stop it.
Dead. The man left-handed throwing 100.
He dangerous.
He gonna play.
He done.
No.
He done.
He's not done.
Give me a team, dude, and he got the wrong color.
Yeah, but it don't matter about that. He throw 100 at lefty. He gonna play. They gonna find a job for him.
And he dangerous too, man.
Yeah.
That boy dangerous, man.
Yeah, he dangerous.
Golly, but that's crazy, man. If y'all don't. No, but we're talking about the Pirates closing Vasquez, man. He during the trade deadline, I think the Pirates
wanted to trade him.
Yeah.
I imagine they wish they would have traded him by now.
Yeah, he's
after all that done dropped.
He's dangerous, man. Golly, look, baseball news, man. Stanton is back to getting back in that lineup and clogging it up, striking out. Because the Yankees, man,
now you know what to say.
Yeah, Yankees tough though, man. They tough. But man, what about the Cubs over the weekend, man?
What about them? What they do?
Man, they scored 100 runs in 3 games.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Crazy, man. 16 one night, 17 the next night, 19. It's just crazy. The Cubs blew up, man. Blew up. But before we get to the games and break them down, man, we recorded talking about week 2. Final scores, and we recorded our last episode. You actually made a statement. You was like, man, Jalen Ramsey's going to be out of Jacksonville for the season over with.
Yeah.
I promise y'all, fans, this man said this. I looked at him like he was crazy. An hour later, I text you back because I came across my phone saying a trade request was already demanded.
Yeah, you can see. Like, He doing the same thing AB did with us. He ready to go. He don't care where he go. He just don't want to be in Jacksonville.
Want to be out of Jacksonville.
He don't like the coach. It's something that he ain't like.
Well, you know, Jacksonville was the one that was talking about the trading him and all this stuff and whatnot. That's why he's like, okay, then trade me.
Right.
But they ain't done it.
They ain't finna trade him.
They ain't done it. Then the price they put on his head is way too astronomical. Like ridiculous
for somebody to pay.
Yeah, but
and give him $90 million.
Here's the thing about this. If you're Jacksonville, shouldn't you trade him?
Yeah, but they gonna trade him. They ain't got no choice.
You gotta trade
because him. Because you're not gonna pay him.
You gotta build your team up some other kind of way. And you're
but you're not gonna pay him.
Right.
You don't like his attitude. You don't like what he got going on.
You need other stuff on the other side of the ball, so you can't pay it tied up in a cornerback.
Right.
Now, somebody like, can't even say New England because they don't need him. New England has got to say, that team not built. That New England team
the
is built.
The core of the team is built.
Yeah, it's built, man. Who would you say would be in the market for a guy like Jalen Ramsey? Now, I know every team in the league could use a great shutdown cornerback like that. Don't get me wrong. But who would benefit the most from a Jalen Ramsey today? Going into week three, they traded him right now. Who would benefit the most for Jalen Ramsey?
I would probably say the Chiefs.
I was going to tell you before you even said that, besides the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Let's think. Who? Maybe the Rams.
Well, they got Keith Tlaib and Peters.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got to pick a team that's, like, on the verge of a Super Bowl. It can't be no young team.
Right.
It really ain't. The Browns got enough talent, so. The Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens.
I could say the Ravens then.
Ravens, because they lost a corner, so yeah, the Ravens.
They already got Humphreys. Then to get Jalen and Humphreys.
That would be a matchup right there, boy. That would be a dangerous matchup right there to go with Jackson because,
yeah,
I don't know, man. Do you honestly think that
that's the last place I would want to see him, though.
Right. In your division over there?
I would rather see him go to the Browns before the Ravens because the Browns is not.
Not going to do nothing.
They ain't doing nothing.
Let's speak on that for a moment. The hype train for the Browns. The Browns could potentially be a good team, but that hype train is just
way over the actual product.
It's ridiculous, man.
Like.
And I said to you, and I'm not knocking. I know you like Baker Mayfield. I don't like him because he hasn't done nothing yet.
Well, you got to give him a chance. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing. He ain't done nothing yet, but for what he done to be this short of a time is a lot. You get what I'm saying? Like, most quarterbacks are not even effective the first year. He had a good solid year.
Okay.
As a rookie.
Okay.
Peyton Manning struggled the first year.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield did.
Okay.
So, for the time he got in.
But it's a different kind of struggle, though, B.A. Peyton Manning comes in there. Week one, you're the starter. You in there on a sorry team. You was number one overall pick. All that.
That's what the Browns was last year.
Yeah, but you had Tyrod Taylor. You went in there. They eased him into the system. They didn't let him go out there and just jump out here and jump in this water and see if these sharks can avoid chewing you up. So they ease him in there. And then on the premise of whatever happened with Hugh Jackson and all that craziness that was going on, I didn't understand that. I still don't understand that whole situation with Hugh Jackson and the ownership and all that.
It's the same thing as AB. Like, okay, you go show out for the white coach, you perform. You show out with the black coach. It's the same thing over there in Cleveland.
Get Hugh out there.
Get
this dude that ain't got no head coaching experience, don't know what's going on. Cause
now y'all are humble servants.
And every commentator is like, this dude don't know what he's doing. What's the knock on that?
Well, then tell me this here. Why has he got the job?
That's what I'm saying. Because they said he can be controlled.
Oh, nah, that ain't it, man. It's not it.
But why does he have that job?
Why he got the job?
And then why you went through the whole interviewing process of why you went through the whole interviewing process of other coaches in the offseason and you still gave him a job?
Yeah, that's it.
So, man, a lot of QBs getting rolled over this week. You got Teddy Bridgewater playing for Breeze. You got
Mason Rudolph
playing for Big Ben. Daniel Jones replacing Eli Manning. Eli Manning is not the reason the Giants are 0-2.
I don't know about that.
What's your thoughts on that?
Eli's sad, man. He's sad. Like,
Man, Eli is exactly who Eli has been.
No, he's not.
I'm telling you, man.
Man, he's I don't know. He's not the same.
Eli's exactly
We knew and loved as a good player that loved to knock the Cowboys off.
He's 5 years removed from that.
Listen, that Eli could avoid pass rush, manipulate the pocket, and throw within the pocket deep balls all over the field, good route. He can't do none of that now. Like,
it's an old player. I get that. But I'm saying, it's like, to put the onus on why the Giants are 0-2 is because of Eli Manning is crazy to me now.
But it's like, if he gets away, like, if the pressure get past the line, it's over.
It's done. You're right.
There's no.
He's never been quick.
But he always could manipulate enough to move and do what he got to do to get the ball up. He can't do none of that. And I'm saying Big Ben was the same way. Big Ben just,
That's funny to me, man. You've been on this against Big Ben trip.
Because I like, listen, this is what I'm on.
The man know the season over with, y'all. That's
all. No, I don't even think our season over with. Okay. Can't nobody, who gonna run away with the division?
Baltimore.
You think?
Man, that high.
Do you honestly think that Baltimore can actually run away with the division?
I think so.
No.
You know why? Man, Lamar Jackson is really an X factor. If he can stay healthy, he's an X factor, bro.
Okay, he's an X factor. He was an X factor last year.
And he got him and went to the playoffs.
Yeah, but what did they do in the playoffs? I mean, he's not that dude.
We're gonna see.
He's that dude now. But last year, what I'm saying, his growth from this year to next.
Tremendous.
Yeah, he's a real quarterback.
But we'll see this week.
Nah, they ain't gonna see nothing this week. Because he's still playing a sorry defense. Chiefs are sorry.
Yeah, they don't have a defense. Yeah,
you're right. They ain't got no good defense.
But they
got
to score. The pressure on him to score because the Chiefs can't score.
Yeah, but Chiefs struggled against them ball last time.
True.
Chiefs struggled. A lot against them ball. They barely won that game. And they was in mid-season form, like top of their game when they played the Ravens last year.
Yeah.
Ravens is
like, always been a janky team. Always been like, janky.
They could beat the Patriots, but they couldn't beat us.
Yeah.
But we can beat them.
Can't beat the Patriots.
But can't beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's just a setup, like, it's a crazy setup. It's
all about matchups. All about matchups.
Like, even when Brady was at his apex, like the top dude, like, he's still good, but we know Brady has declined some.
Yeah.
But even when Brady was top of his game, he struggled against the Ravens.
Yeah.
He struggled.
Yeah. Suggs them had something in his head, bro.
Nah, he wasn't that.
It's just the way it is.
The scheme of the defense.
Yeah.
Like, you got Ray Lewis, and Suggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ray Lewis every could level. Play the mind games with him.
You had a monster on every level. That
but Ray Lewis could sit there and play the mind games and
force him into a bad throw.
Like, counter the stuff he be doing.
Mm-hmm.
When he trying to throw the defense off with those calls and stuff, Ray Lewis know what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's instincts, Hall of Fame instincts.
I seen this before.
Yeah.
I know what they're doing here.
We know what you're doing.
But I'm going to sit here.
I'm not paying that no attention.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. And that's what it was. So that's why he struggled against them guys.
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh, it was just that 3-4 zone blitz. We didn't. Brady just kills it. He picks it apart.
Well.
And then we try to go man on him, and then they run all these zigzag routes. Man. Everybody cutting at 5 yards down the field.
New England does not, I'm sorry, they do not run no skinny post. They don't run no traditional route tree stuff. It's always zigzagging across the field.
Nah, but not when they play us.
Man, listen.
Not when, because we ain't been able to play man on them. We never had the cornerbacks.
To play that with them little scat back guys. Yeah.
But then they knew this year, they knew we was playing man the whole time. They knew it pre-snap. So guess what? Brady knew. You can't let players like that know what you're doing pre-snap.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, boom, 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 boom. Cross route, zigzag route. They were killing us. That's just it.
You got to disguise it some kind of way.
You got to disguise it. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. And that's the hard part of the defense. It's like, and okay, you know what? I might be playing zone or I might be playing man, but I got to give you another look and then get into what I'm playing after the snap.
But that's just like Mike Tomlin is probably top three, four coaches in the league. But that just lets you know how far ahead Bill Belichick is of the second man. You get what I'm saying?
The space between him and the next guy.
Yeah. It's like he's just two steps ahead.
Yeah.
He playing chess and everybody else playing checkers.
Yeah.
So.
And everybody knows it and still can't figure it out.
And they just can't figure him out.
Yeah. So Daniel Jones, back to the Giants, man. The hype train on him is unbelievable. I don't buy it.
I like what I saw.
In the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I can go by.
I don't buy it because guess what? I have seen that show before. I've seen guys light up preseasons and not make teams. I've seen guys light up preseasons and then get in there and don't do nothing. I've seen guys be trash in the preseason and then be awesome in the regular season. So Daniel Jones is going to have to show me something in the regular season game. I'm going to
tell you what they did.
This live bullets for four quarters. This ain't getting in there and got you 20 scripted plays.
They drafted Eli Manning clone. He about as close as you can get to Eli Manning.
Well, you know he is because you know where he came from. He's a Cutcliffe guy. Cutcliffe made Eli. Cutcliffe did Peyton Manning.
I didn't even know none of that.
Cutcliffe, it's but, yeah, dude.
But if you go back to
the real quarterback whisperer is David Cutcliffe.
But if you go back to when they drafted Eli, they the same basically.
Yeah.
Like when Eli came out.
Same coach, yeah.
But when Eli came out, he didn't want to go play for the Chargers. Chargers was starter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play for them. And they got him, went traded him to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Because that market was better for Manning.
Right.
Plus, they was better. The Giants was a lot better than the Chargers. Team.
Yeah. They were like, what? But, well, they picked fourth that year or something like that.
But they was better, though.
They picked Eli. They picked Phil Rivers.
Well, why didn't he want to go to the Chargers?
Because of the market.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's a Manning. He can say, I don't want to go.
He can do what he want to do.
And that Eli Manning, so that right there, that's why don't nobody care for him right now. Ain't nobody feeling bad for him.
Well, he done did his due.
Yeah, but he ain't what he did.
Two Super Bowls, Hall of Fame career, yada, yada, yada.
I don't know about the Hall of Fame career, even with the two Super Bowls.
Getting in there,
yeah. I know he's going to get in there. But has he ever led in anything? Has he ever...
been the top of or something?
Has he ever been anything? Has he ever even went to the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah.
It just don't seem like it.
Eli's just a very unassuming guy.
No, I mean, he's one of those.
I go to work, like, do my job, it is what
that's
it is.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he had a little interview today. He said all the right stuff. But how can you be a competitor and say,
he said he felt like he was going to be benched. And then on top of that, you know what? You never know how much Eli's camp in the Manning camp played into this because his record is exactly at 500.
Why you want to waive your no-trade clause and go somewhere else then? You went all the way through camp and everything to get benched week two as a veteran? That's unacceptable.
When you could be down in Jacksonville balling right now?
You could be anywhere that could take your money and at least be fighting to play somewhere.
Your last leg. Yeah, probably his last year.
This is last year. Like, he's only going to go further down from here.
Yes.
Like, okay, you're not ready. You're not able to play on the Giants team at where they at right now. But you could go help somebody.
Yeah.
He could help the Steelers.
Yeah.
He could help us.
He could go help Carolina right now?
He could go help Carolina. Nah, Carolina got a quarterback.
Yeah, they do, but I'm still.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, the people that got and need a quarterback right now.
Yeah.
He can help some of your team.
What you mean Carolina got a quarterback?
They got Cam.
Well, Cam's injured is what I'm saying.
No, he's not.
Cam is injured. Cam
not. He just re-injured his foot.
Man. He might not play this week, yeah.
Might not play, though. I'm talking about people that's out for the rest of the year.
Oh, out.
Like, out indefinitely, like 6-7 weeks. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I think the Saints will be all right. Bridgewater is a nice guy to have back in
Bridgewater is getting so disrespected, man.
Yeah, they... Like Rex Ryan, I really don't like what he said. And you was the owner of Mark Sanchez for his most of his career.
Yeah.
And then for you to just say
Dawg Bridgewater out.
Say he can't quarterback.
Yeah.
But you never said that about Mark Sanchez when he can't quarterback for an NFL team. Yeah. That dude was like, he got one of the worst highlights you can have as a quarterback.
Yeah.
That butt fumble.
Yep.
Like, it's like, it was like a man amongst boys, and he was the boy. That when they do stuff like that.
Ran to the back of your own line and tackled yourself.
That means you just not ready for that the spotlight.
Yeah. And now he's on TV with Bobby Brown mouth. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
His mouth.
Yeah, I seen him.
Shout out to Bobby B. That's one of my guys, man. King of R&B. Rick Pitino reaches a settlement with Louisville. Man, I just tell you, boy. God, the rich get richer. Filed a $40 million suit after getting fired with all that stuff going on with the strippers and all that craziness. Mm-hmm. And they reached a settlement with him just to pay him and get him out the way.
Yeah, because.
On top of all the millions they paid him as a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Because. Defamation of character and all that type of stuff.
Golly, man.
You can't mess nobody's reputation up on their way out. You get what I'm saying?
They already
out. You done already kicked me out. And already
program been sanctioned by the NCAA. We down. Yeah,
I'm already messed up.
Then you throw the skeletons out there.
Yeah, don't add injury to insult.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what that's for.
I agree with that, man. So tomorrow night, man, I will definitely be down in the sun burning up in Jacksonville watching my Tennessee Titans knock off the Jacksonville Jaguars. What you feel about that game going into Thursday night, man?
I feel like Jacksonville is going to knock blue smoke from y'all.
You think? Tennessee -1.5. You take Jacksonville +1.5.
I'm taking Jacksonville with all the quarterback problem and everything.
We're going to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 28-14.
Okay.
Give me a score.
I'm going to say 17-13.
Dog fight?
Dog fight.
And they outlast us?
Angry Jalen Ramsey.
B.A., that's the thing. You know, you can say what you want to say, but if it come down to a dog fight game, we always win dog fight games. It's when the people get to scoring a little bit, we can't hold up. Dog fight under 20? That's a tight game, man.
Nah, it ain't no tight game. Y'all ain't got nothing over there.
Man, we gonna knock them out, man.
Y'all ain't got nothing.
We own Jacksonville like the Colts own us. Simply put.
I don't know about all that.
Simply put, man. Man, is Acuna gonna get the 40-40, man?
I don't think so, now.
What is the deal? Why is he? I saw he had a hit the night before. Why is he not running as soon as he get on base?
Because you know how to coach you.
You're not playing for nothing right now.
But the coach, you know.
You got the division.
Yeah, that coach is crazy, man.
You don't like the coach?
I don't like what he be doing to him, man. Like when he
took him out of the game. Yeah.
Like, it's like he don't want him to have no individual stuff. He wanted to be all team oriented.
You think?
That's what I'm getting.
Acuna's average is dipping.
Yeah, like
2-7. He's going to get the 40 home runs. He's got 39. No, man, you know what? I'm calling him. He's going 40-40. Let's see. We got how many more games left in the thing? Mm-hmm. Let's look at the schedule.
Probably about 15, 16. Man.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games.
10 games left. It's going to be hard. That's what I'm saying.
No, he needs one home run, 3 stolen bases.
Well, then... I don't know. It's still going to be hard to get a home run.
What home run 10 games for Acuna?
It's still hard, though.
You playing for nothing. Go up, swing out the swing for the fences every time.
One. I think he got to get the home run first, though.
You only need one.
But I know if he get the
home run. Oh, and I guarantee you when he's going to get one. He's got the Phillies the next 2 days. The Phillies beat y'all last night, by the way. You watch that game?
Nah, I ain't watching. I ain't been watching.
You got my Giants, who we got nothing but September call-ups pitching.
Well, yeah, that's still on.
Get you one home
don't
run.
Don't nobody want to hit the 40. Be the 40th pitcher to hit getting that.
No, you got these guys that just happen to be in the mid-leagues. They don't even know. They're trying to throw strikes. They got their family in town. This is their first shot. They want to throw hard, overthrow. Acuna just turns on one. That's it. Get you one and steal you 3 bases, B.A. Steal you 3 bases. Even if they set him down, if he gets the home run, this is what I start doing right here. If he gets the home run, well, no, you can't sit him down because then it gives him more opportunity to play. I think the perfect scenario for him is if somebody gets in and gets a hit, if it was a situation where he wasn't playing, you put him in the game and just have him go in there still. But you can do that yourself if you get on. But it's, he's not hitting.
That's
right
what
now.
I'm telling you. Individual. That's playing.
The coach don't want to do that.
He don't want to play like you get what
man,
I'm saying?
You gotta get this man 40-40. One home run, three steals away. Get the man to 40-40, man.
That's what I'm saying. He don't.
And that's me being a Braves hater saying that. Get that man that 40-40, man. Why not?
Because he already mad at him about that other situation.
Why not? Quick rundown on Sunday, man. So we got the Eli-less New York Giants are playing the Buccaneers in Tampa. Buccaneers minus 6.5. Who made the line for this? Bucks by 6.5?
Giants just that star.
You think?
Don't nobody care about them. They're just that star.
So Buccaneers,
they cover.
You think?
Buccaneers, I don't know, man. They got that young guy in them. I don't know.
Daniel Jones?
I think he might give you a real deal, man.
No, I don't think he's going to hold up. I'm just hating on him. I don't know if he's going to hold up or not, but I'm just hating on him.
He looked better than advertised.
In the preseason.
But
going against the twos.
But we can only go by that.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? I shouldn't even say that. I hate saying that going against the twos because those are NFL players.
Yeah, but it don't matter what it is. You can only go by
what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Go by what you're saying. Buffalo Bills minus 6 at the Bengals. Well, hosting the Bengals. Buffalo's 2-0.
I like them
Bengals. Got them sorry Bengals at the house.
I like them.
You like the Bengals against
I
Buffalo?
Like the Bengals.
Because traditionally, Buffalo just can't do nothing with the Bengals, can they?
I like the Bengals.
All right, BA says the Bengals. I'm going to go with Buffalo, man. I'm going to jump on Kenny Mack train and ride Josh Allen, man.
Okay.
Ride Josh Allen, man. What's his name? Got Tre'Davious White on the corner, the other guy. You got Micah Hyde out there. I like them guys, man.
-6.5.
-6.
-6. I like the Bengals.
You like the Bengals? I like the Bills. Miami Dolphins +21.5 at the Dallas Cowboys.
I like the Cowboys.
Cowboys -21.5?
Minus.
Yeah. What a big spread. This is ridiculous. The Dolphins ought to be ashamed of themselves, man. This is the NFL.
Yeah.
And every week they got a doggone a big gigantic spread. Yeah, you rarely see double digit spreads in the NFL, and they got 20s on them. They
already.
20s.
It's early though.
Early. Not even give them a chance, man.
Like 2 games in.
Man. Whoever loses to the Dolphins, head coach might get fired on the spot.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta try to lose in there, don't you?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Them boys ain't got no hope just collecting their check trying to stay safe and not get injured so they can go somewhere after the season over with. Denver Broncos, man, at the Packers. Packers -8. Don't even think about it. Jump on your Aaron Rodgers train.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you got to ride Aaron Rodgers with that, man.
Yeah.
-8 against the Broncos.
I had to just think about it. Broncos ain't got nothing.
Flacco going to flop. Simple as that. The Colts -2 hosting the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons.
I need the Falcons to knock them off. Let's go Falcons.
Nah, Falcons anyway. Falcons, that's probably one of the surest bets on the show.
Falcons +2 against the Colts.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's probably the best pick on the sheet.
Falcons +2. I need the Falcons to win, but picking the games -2, I'm taking the Colts, man, because I know how gritty they are, man. I know how tough and gritty they are.
Boy.
Baltimore Ravens +7 at the Chiefs.
Ravens
+7.
Yes, sir.
Give me the Chiefs all day. Chiefs by 14. Y'all heard it here first. Kenny Mack, Chiefs by 14. It's Chiefs -7, but I'm taking the Chiefs by 14. Oakland Raiders at the Vikings +8. Vikings all day for me. Dalvin Cook's on his way to the Pro Bowl. Boy, toting that Taylor, B.A.
Yeah.
Little Florida State toting that Taylor. And got the breakaway speed to go Vikings with it. He toting that Taylor, man.
I'm taking them Vikings.
Told that Taylor, Jets +23.5 at the Patriots.
Patriots.
Can the Jets even score on the Patriots?
I mean, well, it depends on if that boy come back.
Darnold?
Darnold.
No, he's out until maybe week 6.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, mono, I told you that. Isn't that no 1-2 week thing?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. His music system all beat there.
Patriot.
Yeah. Detroit Lions +7 at the Eagles.
Eagles
for me too. Eagles by 10. Panthers -2.5 at the Cardinals. I'm taking the Panthers easy in there.
I'm taking the Cardinals. Panthers garbage.
Cardinals -2.5. Cardinals +2.5, BA says.
They'd probably be better without Cam, though.
Think Cam be holding them back?
He holding them back right now as we speak.
We're going to see. We're going to see. Houston Texans +3 at the Chargers. Houston's not very good, man. No, why? Because they can't protect the quarterback.
Chargers, don't take the Chargers.
And Chargers come out lost against Detroit, they ready.
Chargers at home.
Yeah, Chargers -3. I give the Chargers by 7. Pittsburgh Steelers +7 at the 49ers. Give me the 49ers by 10.
Pittsburgh.
+7?
With the points, yes, sir.
He's taking the points of Pittsburgh. He's a homer. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Where the game at?
It's in San Francisco. First home game. They've been on the road 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord.
It's opening day for the Niners and that defense, B.A.
I'm still taking my Steelers.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha on that. New Orleans Saints at the Seahawks.
Easy.
Hey, how y'all doing, Thompsons?
Easy, man.
Calvin Ramsey, I see you, boy. Golly. Saints, man, they just... up and you 1-1. Season ain't over with yet.
They don't know how to play without Breeze.
Whole team built for Breeze.
Whole team.
Whole organization built for Breeze. If Breeze leave, might as well sell the team, yeah?
Yeah.
As of right now. And then here's a shocker, man. LA Rams, Ty Gurley, Jared Goff, Aaron Donald. Only -3. At the Browns. What does Vegas know we don't know?
I like the Browns.
Aren't they begging you to take the Rams in that game?
No, I like the Browns.
No, I'm saying, but with the line, ain't they begging you to take the Rams?
Yeah, they want you to take them.
Like they feel like the Browns going to win the game?
Yeah, but the Rams ain't all that, man. I'm telling you, man. They didn't impress me, man. I like the Browns. I mean, I want the Rams to win, though, but I don't see them.
I mean, just like.
Because you know they're playing in Cleveland.
I think the Rams will win this game. Why the line so low?
You think the Rams will win?
Yeah. I'm saying because Cleveland's not that. Cleveland is the Cleveland.
But they gonna beat the Rams though.
No, I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm taking the Rams, man. These division roundups in baseball, man. What you think? What's gonna happen in the Central, man? Is Milwaukee gonna make the playoffs without Yelich, man?
I say they might be.
They right there right now, tied for wild card. Yeah.
They rolling.
And the most impressive guy for the season for me is, man, Moustakas.
Yeah, 34-35.
He won last night.
Okay. And he just did get a contract.
No, he didn't get no contract. He just latched on with a team, basically what happened to him.
Yeah, and they moved him to second base.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Like, they didn't even have a position for him.
Man, to hit 35, man. That's crazy to me. Steph Curry said he want to play for the Olympics next year.
Oh, yeah?
Team USA, man. Jerry Colangelo need to be out of there. All that need to be just, why is he over it now?
I don't know. I ain't never heard of it.
He just didn't want Carmelo to play. Carmelo couldn't help y'all?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's black ball. That's Kaepernick style right there. What happened to him? Isaiah Thomas, man. That dude that was on the verge of a big contract with Boston. Had that hip injury. Went over to Cleveland. Got shipped out of there. Went to the Lakers. Didn't he go to the Lakers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bouncing around. Now, they're saying that he's out 6 to 8 weeks with thumb surgery.
Went to the Nuggets.
Injury prone, ain't it?
Well, nah, that ain't really no big injury, though. Thumb.
But for the last 3 years, you've been hurt, yeah?
I mean, he know that He's done took a toll on
him. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year odds for Daniel Jones moved from 20-1 when he wasn't even playing, now to 7-1. What you think about that?
I mean, he don't have a choice. He gonna play every day. So who else is it to compete with?
Yeah.
And you know a quarterback getting a better shot than anybody.
True, because you get the ball in your hand every snap.
Yeah.
Get the ball in your hand every snap, man. Carly Strimson's grandson last night, home with that Fenway. That was crazy. Yeah. Just all that legendary feel to be on it, that your grandpa played on, the fans know your last name and all that stuff, then you go deep. Say granddad left the game.
Yeah.
Before the game started. They want the added pressure on this grandkid.
Oh, okay.
Walks out the building and he goes deep. Dak Prescott still no contract, B.A.
Yeah, they gonna have to bag the Brinks truck up.
Well, I mean, but I just don't
understand the logic. I don't either.
What is going on? What kind of agreement do they have? They have to have an agreement, don't you think?
No. Why?
Dak out here balling, making $2 million.
Can get hurt at any time.
Don't understand it, man. Don't understand it. You see your boy Shumpert turned down that contract offer from the Rockets? You see that?
Huh.
Yeah, so he's not going to camp. He doesn't want to play for the Rockets.
Oh, he don't?
I don't know if it's because he got a bigger deal. Not a bigger deal, but aspirations to go somewhere else. Maybe link up with LeBron. I don't know what the situation is, but he just made $40 million. He made $11 million last year. Had a four-year $40 million deal, so he ain't hurt for no money at all. His wife, her career is taking off with the music and all that stuff. But yeah, he feeling himself. He said he ain't going to camp with them and turn the contract off of them. Mm-hmm. Yo, Steelers, man, get Fitzpatrick, which I think is a big move. What you think about that trade and how you?
I think that we done lost our quarterback. We should have held on to that pick.
Because you might need that pick down the road.
It might be a good pick.
Oh, you're talking about depending on where you end up picking, depending on how your season goes.
Yeah, what if we don't win but three games?
So you get a higher pick.
Yeah, what if we don't win but three games?
You'd rather have that pick as opposed to winning. You'd rather hold on to the pick as opposed to giving away the pick and then still winning three games, huh?
No, because you'll get something better in the draft. And at that time, you don't know, you don't know who going to do what. Like, we might get Minka and need another position.
Need another position. You want the best pick at whatever position you need in the draft.
Right. Yeah. Because we got safeties that might have would have stepped up. And we can just draft from what we need instead of not being able to.
Not knowing,
having a glaring weakness. And then the perfect person is right there. And we don't even have the pick to take him. But we gave it up to another team.
Man, I thought I had saw Adam Vinatieri play his final game against the Titans on Sunday.
Yeah, but they don't want to let him go, don't seem like. Why is he still hanging around like that?
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame. He's done. He can't be needing no money. Is it just love of the game? Now he's stressed out.
Because he's
every kick now is like, you know, the world is watching now.
Pressure on him.
Check this out, man. The number one overall pick in the draft, man, Markelle Fultz, who the Sixers took, who hasn't really played in the NBA, whose shot looks worse than my shot right now. Mm-hmm. Lando Magic picked up his fourth-year option, $12.3 million.
Just to experiment, hope.
NBA money is crazy, man.
Yeah.
You don't even know if this dude going to be able to get on the court for you. Pick up a $12 million option.
Yeah, because he was a perfect pick in the draft, though.
Man. You ever seen anything like this?
Nope.
I don't think it's to the point of the injuries and all that stuff. I think it's to the fact of this dude in college, he can score. Washington, he can score.
Yeah, see,
something happened to him. But the Cavaliers took a dude, Bennett. Remember him?
Yeah, he's garbage.
Didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Number one overall pick.
But he was still better than Fultz.
Played more than Fultz.
But he was better. Because he played.
folks are just injured, man.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. As of right now, he was a better pick.
Man, why did the Rockets owner come out and talk about he believes that Russell Westbrook is a better fit than CP3? You already traded for him. You already made the move. Why are you saying that now?
Yeah, I mean,
it's point. We get you already think that.
We know that. We know that that's what he thinks.
I don't get that, man. Big Ben comes back after the surgery?
No, he's over. I'm done. Wash my hands with him. Wish him the best, but it's over.
Don't bring it back?
No, don't bring it back.
Next season?
What for?
So you're saying Pittsburgh Steelers will not open up next season with Ben Roethlisberger at the quarterback?
Right. Mason Rudolph will be the starter going forward.
Here's a big question. Will Mike Tomlin be your head coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wouldn't have it no other way.
They both got extensions. So
I'd probably change walk away teams. From his money. I'd probably change teams if he don't come back.
Tomlin. Would you?
No. But Tomlin is our guy, though.
Man, okay. So what's the in closing, what's the most pressure? What's the most pressure-packed player or team going into week three of the NFL?
My Steelers.
To see how Mason Rudolph can hold up?
Yeah.
Or see if I can get a win.
See if we can get a win.
Because 0-3 and...
But listen, it's all about that pick. We done traded away that pick. You can't trade away a top five pick for Minka Fitzpatrick. You just can't do it.
Trading away the pick and going 8-8 would actually
be a good thing. That would be a great thing. But to trade away the pick and go 3-13 is another
devastating loss.
You can get cornerstone players like sure talent, surefire pass rush, surefire something.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because if you go 8-8, that means something's working out. You got something to build.
Even though Minka would probably be better than anybody coming out that draft.
Yeah. Most definitely.
But in the end, you might not even need Minka. In the end, we might not even need that guy.
Might be able to get through with what you got already.
That's what I'm saying. So why not keep the pick and draft the position, then trade the pick and be stuck to a position?
But you still got a guy that is coveted by a lot of other teams that you still can trade, yeah.
But why give up a 3-13 pick for that?
When you can control your own destiny.
Right.
Yeah. But you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what the record's going to be, though, man.
No, we're not going to have a great record.
You don't know. But you said it last week that you might be at the end of the day if
I'm hoping that you fight
for a wild card spot and then Minka might get you on top.
I said I'm hoping that we could be doing something like that.
But reality is
you're probably not. Reality is reality.
Probably not going to happen. Let's talk about Drew Brees real quick. They're saying 6 weeks with the thumb surgery. That's a ligament in thumb. I don't think Drew Brees is going to be ready in 6 weeks.
Nah, I don't either. That's a throwing hand.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be ready in 6 weeks. How could he be? You can't put any protection on a throwing hand. Then you have surgery, rehab it, get it all halfway back right, and then go right back out there in the NFL where you're going to be getting hit and thrown with that and all. I don't think he's going to be ready in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I really don't, man. I honestly don't. You going to watch any college football this week? Got a couple big games coming up.
I'm going to watch the big game.
And you're going to watch Auburn. No, you're going to watch Auburn.
Yes, sir. I'm watching all big games.
Got a couple big games coming up this week, man. Let's look at them and see who we got going on this week. All over the place today. Florida will smack Tennessee, I can tell you that right now. So don't even waste your time watching that. USM going to Alabama, man. Alabama minus 39.5. Man. Tough sledding for USM there, buddy.
Yeah.
Tough sledding. Ole Miss is minus 2 hosting the number 23 team in the country, California. Ole Miss is sorry. LSU 23.5-point favorites over Vanderbilt. Michigan plays Wisconsin in that running back. Wisconsin gonna run the dog with Michigan, man.
You think?
Yes. I don't think. I know so. I'm saying that on the record. Let's see here. SMU's playing 25th ranked TCU. At TCU, SMU is undefeated. That may be end up being a good game. But Auburn plays Texas A&M at Texas A&M. Minus four. So your Auburn Tigers are facing the Aggies. Minus four. You got Auburn in that game, huh? A&M's a favorite.
Yeah.
Y'all, because they're at home.
I like Auburn.
Like Auburn in that game, huh?
Gonna be a dog fight, though.
You think?
We're gonna see what old boy about, though.
Kentucky is on the road at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is a favorite. Kentucky's going to beat Mississippi State. I saw them boys play. Well, nah, they're going to beat Mississippi State. I think they're going to maul Mississippi State. Saw when they played against Florida. Yeah, they're going to maul Mississippi State, man. Most definitely. Have you watched? You ain't watched no college football, but you ain't watched that Oregon quarterback game.
Yeah, I watched it. That first game.
You like him?
Yeah, when what's his name came back and beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's straight. I don't know. I need to see more of him though. But he the truth.
This thing with Alabama, man, like they're not playing nobody. They got the easiest schedule in the country.
Right, but they can't lose. They can't lose not one game.
At all, cause it'll be it's a wrap.
They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Georgia plays Notre Dame.
Georgia blowing them out.
You think? No danger. Number 17 in the country.
I don't care. Man. Georgia is probably the best team.
Georgia's the best team. I said that.
Yeah, they the best team. I think.
Look at the line. Minus 14.
Yes, sir.
Number 3 versus number 7 in the line. Minus 14.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Vegas ain't dumb, are they?
No, sir.
Vegas know what's going on. We're going to see, man. But that's the game I'm looking forward to, man. That Georgia.
What time that one come on?
That game comes on at, that's the prime time game. It's a 7 p.m. game.
Okay, I'm going to be on that one.
That's the game to watch right there, man.
I'm going
to
be on that one. For sure.
I never settle. Life is a rebel. I'm getting better. Bringing pressure. I get pleasure. Chrome Berettas. No vendetta. I know my heart belongs to the ghetto. Responsibilities without humility. Longevity. Car from Italy. Fuck my enemies. Get my salary. Fuck envy. Ending tragedy. I'm your majesty. That's how I gotta be. Get more liberty. Should be proud of me. What I'm supposed to do when these rats blue? Ooh. What I'm supposed to do when these rats blue? Ooh. What I'm supposed to do when these rats blue? Ooh. What I'm supposed to do when these rats blue? Ooh. I got the white ice. I can't do wrong. I got the black AP, the pedicle two-tone. I don't want colorblind, I don't give a shine on.
What I'm supposed to do when these rats blue?
Coming from poverty, hitting the lottery. Hottest commodity, the way that it had to be. Ain't no comparing me. You think of charity, I'm thinking integrity. It wasn't about a legacy, that's what it went to. Thinking vicariously, I'm in a space coupe. That's momentarily. I've been dead broke. Treated unfairly. Never break me. Love or hate me. She didn't forsake me. She wanna taste me. And she showed it. Gave a blue face.
That's one. That's a wrap. Be with y'all shortly.